Brodnica. Let's start sightseeing the town from its unique market square. Contrary to the name, it is shaped in a triangle. In the middle of it, we can see the remains of the former Gothic town hall, built in the end of the 14th century. What is left is a tall octagonal tower with a clock and the northern wall. Around it, there are tenement houses built in later centuries. Walking down the Farna Street, we will get to the St. Catherine Parish Church, the construction of which started in 1285. This brick church was built in the Gothic style. It is oriented, which means that its chancel is oriented to the east, together with its main altar, built in the Baroque style. It is an example of a hall church with a nave and the two aisles equal in height. The interior of the church is covered with Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque polychrome wall paintings. There are also Gothic sculptures and a figure of Christ on the cross from the second half of the 14th century. Don't miss a rarity: coffin portraits of the House of Trzcińce. Painting such portraits was a unique Polish custom in the 17th and 18th centuries. We go back to the market square and take Kościuszko Street to get to the Drwęca River Bridge. Ahead of the bridge, on the right, we can see Mazurka Tower, also called Stork Tower, as storks used to nest on its top. This 30-meter brick construction was erected in the beginning of the 14th century. The lower parts of the tower have a form of a square, and on the level of the first story, it turns in an octagon. The tower used to defend the Mazurka Gate, which no longer exists. Between the bridge and the tower, there is the Tylna Street. We turn right into it and get to the Świętego Jakuba Street, with a Renaissance brick granary on its left corner. There you can see the collection of the Museum of Brodnica with its exposition presenting everyday life of hunters 10,000 years ago. This exposition includes the artifacts of the archaeological excavations that took place in Mszana upon Drwęca in a hunter's settlement. From the Świętego Jakuba Street, we will turn right into the Przedzamcze Street that leads to the small square. On its corner, we can see the brick Chełmińska Gate, built in the years 1310 to 1330, the only preserved gate in the town. The interior of the gate is used by the Brodnica Museum. Passing the gate, we enter the Kamionka Street, which leads us to Chopin's Park, stretching on the left side of the street. In this park, we can admire interesting plant species, with such rarities as Hibbert Plane, a tree with characteristically exfoliating bark. We leave the park through the gate in the defensive wall that encircled the town in the 14th century. We proceed to the palace of Princess Anna Vaza, Polish Wazówna, built in the second half of the 16th century and rebuilt in the Renaissance style by the princess. In front of it, there is Anna Vaza's statue. On the other side of the Zamkowa Street, we can see the ruins of the Teutonic Knight's Castle, the seat of the commander of the order in Brodnica. The castle, together with the outer bailey, was built in the years 1305 to 1339. It was damaged during the wars with Sweden and partly demolished by the Prussian authorities in the 18th century. The outline of the walls is preserved together with parts of the cellars, a 54-meter octagonal tower, and parts of the gate. In addition, there can still be seen vast parts of the outer bailey walls. The area of the castle belongs to the Museum of Brodnica. We turn left into Zamkowa Street, which leads us to the Sądowa Street. There we turn left. We pass the coach station and the junction with the Sienkiewicza Street. On the left side of the Sondova Street, there is an old graveyard with interesting headstones. Behind it, we can see the church and monastery of Reformers, presently Franciscan. This Baroque complex was founded in the years 1751 to 1761. After the suppression of the order, in 1868, the church was transformed into a graveyard church and later into a garrison church. The monastery, in turn, was used as a jail in the years 1839-1945. In the basement of the monastery, crypts can be visited with mummified bodies of the monks. The walls of the church are covered with numerous decorative plugs.